offers help and has provided what I'm going to call a relationship guidebook. It's a book we call the Bible.
Welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in Mount Airy, Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way.
Today, Pastor Brian Grant is going to begin a new mini-series entitled Finding the Love of Your Life. And in the first part of his first message, which we will hear today, Pastor Grant starts off with a rather startling assertion. God has not designed marriage for everybody. It could be, for someone in our radio audience this evening, that God never intended for you to be married. Now, that statement might seriously contradict conventional thinking, even among God's people, but in order to bring the Word of God to bear on the confusion and turmoil that so characterize the state of marriage in our society today, Pastor Grant must first of all address this basic question of God's design for marriage. Is marriage for everyone? Pastor Grant will be using the 7th chapter of 1 Corinthians as his main text this evening, so if you have your Bibles, please turn with us there and listen as Pastor Grant brings the first part of his message entitled, Finding the Love of Your Life, Part 1. Here now is Pastor Grant.
A family was traveling on a 4-propeller plane, and all of a sudden they noticed that one of the engines was sputtering and the propeller stopped spinning. Well, that wasn't too bad, but shortly after that, a second propeller stopped spinning. But when the third of the 4 propellers stopped spinning, you can imagine there was a bit of a panic. Well, suddenly the pilot appeared from the cockpit and he had a parachute strapped to his back. And the pilot said to the folks with his parachute all strapped on, he said, "Don't panic, don't worry." He says, "I'm going for help." Now, let me just say to you, not everyone who offers to help really can. And unfortunately, when we talk about relationships, many people are going to the wrong people and the wrong places for help with relationships. But I want you to know this morning, as we begin this 3-part series, that God offers help and has provided what I'm going to call a relationship guidebook. It's a book we call the Bible. You see, this book called the Bible, it deals with everything. Amen? And one of the things it gives us great advice and counsel on is this whole issue of relationships. And I'm going to suggest that in a world when more than 50% of the marriages are ending in divorce, we had better find a better source of counsel and help than what people are searching for today. Something is wrong. And I'm going to suggest that the tragedy is that when you look at the statistics regarding Christians, you're finding that a lot of Christian marriages are also ending in divorce. And I'm submitting to you, the reason is because Christians have rejected the book. But this morning, as we go along, I want to share with you what God has to say. And I am trusting God that you might be willing, that we might be willing to submit to God's word. The first thing I want to bring to your attention, though, I want to answer this question: how can I know if marriage is for me? You may be saying, "That's a crazy question. Do you realize how difficult, Pastor? Do you realize how difficult it is for me to watch all my friends get married and have babies, and I'm not even in a serious relationship? Pastor, do you have any idea how difficult it is? Pastor, as far as I'm concerned, this is not even a question that I want to answer, because as far as I'm concerned, marriage is definitely for me. In fact, I'm desperate to find the love of my life. Oh, I know for sure I'm speaking to somebody this morning, and that's where you are. You are desperate to find the love of your life. You have been waiting, and you have been waiting, and you have been waiting, and it hasn't happened yet. I feel your pain. But I need to share with you what God has to say. And one of the important principles, before we even talk about this subject of finding the love of our lives, we need to grapple with this thing first. Is marriage really for me? So 4 points. One, God did not design marriage for everyone. We might not want to accept that reality, but that's the Bible. God did not design marriage for everyone. There is no doubt that marriage was God's idea. It was God who said in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, it's not good for man to be alone, and he made Eve for Adam. It was God's idea. But the same God who designed marriage is the same God who tells us something here in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Keep your Bible there, and I want to look at verses 7 through 9. And here's what the Word of God says, "For I wish that all men were even as I myself, but each one has his own gift from God, one in this manner and another in that. But I say to the unmarried and to the widows, it is good for them if they remain even as I. But if they cannot exercise self-control, let them marry. For it is better to marry than to burn with passion." Don't miss verse number 7. Each one has his own gift from God. Some Christians received the gift of singleness. Others received the gift of marriage. Did you hear that? Some received the gift of singleness. Others received the gift of marriage. Now, we might not want to receive that, but that's what God is saying. You see, marriage is not God's best. Well, you might be surprised I said that. There is this misconception that marriage is God's best. The Bible does not teach that. Marriage is best for those God called to be married, but singleness is best for those God called to be single. And you can say amen, because I know I'm right about it. You see, there's a myth that marriage is the only route to happiness and a life of significance. But it's a lie. We find significance in pursuing the will of God regardless of our marital status. Don't miss that. There are married folks who are still struggling and searching because they have not decided to pursue God's will. We find significance in pursuing the will of God for our lives. So I'm going to suggest to you, even as we start this discussion, that rather than assuming marriage is for you, that at least you explore the possibility that God might have given you the gift of singleness. Is that okay with you? At least explore that possibility that God might have given you the gift of singleness. And let me warn you, if God gave you the gift of singleness and you decide to get married, you are going to frustrate somebody. Amen. Some lady dry, you want your space. I just want my space. A young lady said to me recently, she said, "I cannot even consider having a man sleeping all night in my bed. I want my space." Girl, you better stay single. Okay, that's exactly where he plans to come. Somebody say amen. My money is my money. I'm going to do what I want with my money. I'm going to go. I want to have the freedom to go with my friends when I want to go with my friends. You better stay single. But second, not only God did not design marriage for everyone, but second, Marrieds have more trouble than singles. Oh, you might not have heard that before. You know, we see all the, you ever watch the fairy tales and the prince got married to the pauper or however it went, and they live what? They lived happily ever after. It's a lie. Did you hear what I said? It's a what? It's a lie. Marrieds have more trouble than singles. Oh, you have your Bible, Opal? 1 Corinthians chapter 7. It was read, but you might not have picked it up, what Paul says here in verse number 28. But even if you do marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin marries, she has not sinned. Nevertheless, such will have what? Oh, did your Bible say that? Trouble. And then Paul says what? I would like to what? Spare you. He writes to single folks and he says, I just want you to know, marriage is trouble. Before you rush into marriage, make sure you realize that marriage is full of trouble. You heard me right. I did say it. If you don't believe me, don't worry, I'm coming. I'm going to balance it off soon. But we need to know this. If you don't believe me, go talk to the Christian counselors and find out who it is that's taking 95% of their time. It's not the singles. It's the married folks who take 95% of our time counseling, because marriage is full of trouble. Oh, you see, nobody wants to tell you that. But isn't that amazing how the Bible just puts it right out there? God ain't hiding nothing from you.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
But no, let's get the other side. You see, because here's the truth. A good marriage is a foretaste of heaven on earth. Somebody say amen. Amen. But guess what? It still has trouble. Did you hear me? Even that good marriage has trouble. But you see, here is what God does. The people who he has gifted with the gift of marriage, these individuals have the determination to resolve their problems. Somehow he has gifted them with this stick-to-itiveness to stay the course, to make it work, to fight until it works. Talking to somebody, I'm talking to some married folks, and some of you are saying, Brother Brian, to be honest, I found out about the trouble. Nobody told me, and I wish they had, because I wouldn't have gotten in. And now that I'm in, and now that you told me, I'm going to get out because I don't want the trouble. You better keep quiet and hang in there. You said, Brother Brian, I don't have the gift of marriage, so therefore I can't handle the trouble. Sorry. Too late. You made that vow before God, and the good news, friend, listen, your marriage might be passing through the most difficult circumstance. I want to tell you that we have a God who is able to do the impossible. My Bible tells me there is nothing what? Impossible with God, so he can help you. Oh, he can heal you. Oh, I'm so glad to know that we have seen God work and change circumstances, and he can change yours. But isn't it interesting to note that 50% of the people who are married are rushing out, and all the single people want to rush in. Is that interesting? And can I tell you what's amazing? The married people who are trying to get out are encouraging the singles to get in. You know, because we all sometimes like to pretend that all is well at home. If it ain't well, just deal with it. Don't try and cover up like all is well. Get help. Get help. You know, GCA's founder, B. Sam Hart, was a pilot. As some of you might know that, he was a pilot, and in fact, he had his own plane at one time, and he would fly from city to city and little country towns to preach the gospel so he could zip around the country pretty easily. And occasionally, he would crash. One time, he actually crashed. He was up there, and he had to bring it down. And by the time he brought it down, either in the road or in somebody's backyard or whatever, he finally ended up in a swimming pool. But you know what he said? I have found that it is better to be on the ground wishing I was in the air. Than in the air wishing I were on the ground. And I want to say to somebody here this morning, as you explore this idea, is marriage for me? That as you explore it, you not only remember that God did not design marriage for everyone, you keep in mind that married people have more trouble, and that sometimes you are better off single, hoping to be married, than married, hoping you are single. Somebody say amen to that. Third, singles can have a unique relationship with God. You say, oh, you mean to say we can have a different relationship than married people? Yes, you can. And sometimes in this whole issue about, oh, I want to be married, sometimes this gets lost in the shuffle. Sometimes we are so determined to get married, we miss this piece. And God doesn't want us to miss this. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, you're still there, let's go to verse 32. But I want you to be without care. He who is unmarried cares for the things of the Lord. What? How he may please the Lord, but he who is married, what? Cares about the things of the world, how he may please his wife. I hope you married folks are sitting there listening to me. Because this is about singles, but you know, don't worry, I'm going to be talking to everybody somewhere along the line. My Bible here tells me, if you are married, what should you be concerned about? Come on, married folks, what should be your concern? How you might please your spouse. Are you focusing on that? It didn't say how you might please yourself. The challenge we have as we counsel with married people is that this society has become so me-centric. It's all about me. In fact, when I was growing up, at least kids' parents would at least be concerned about their children and how their behavior might impact their children. Those days are finished. Parents don't care about how it impacts the children. The motto is, God wants me to be happy. Have you ever heard that theory? I want one of you to come and show me that verse in the Bible where God's number one priority is your happiness. You see, as long as we allow that worldly philosophy, and this, the world is in the church. As long as we allow that worldly philosophy to permeate us, that God's primary objective is my happiness, then you will do whatever you want to. And the poor little wife or the poor little husband, he can dry up and die as far as you're concerned, as long as you're having your way and you are happy. But husband, I challenge you today. Are you making sure that you take care of your wife? Are you meeting her needs? It's not about you. Wife, I challenge you. Are you meeting the needs of your husband? Are you devoted to him? We have all these little pity parties about how, what's that happening to me? And it ain't going my way. You know, I don't see that here. And I want to tell you, husband, wife, you want to have joy, joy, joy running over? If you take care of her and she takes care of you, oh, joy, joy. My heart is full of joy. So it goes on and it says, there's a difference between a wife, I'm back to chapter 7, verse 34. There's a difference between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cares about the things of the Lord that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she who is married cares about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I say for your own profit, not that I may put a leash on you, but for what is proper. Here's what he says. And that you may serve the Lord without distraction. You may serve the Lord. Singles can have a unique relationship with God. They can serve God with undivided devotion. The Apostle Paul, you know, we love to talk about the Apostle Paul. But do you know, the Apostle Paul, because of his being single, do you realize that if he was not single, all of the accomplishments he made for God would not have happened? Paul, if he was as a married man, he couldn't be running all over the globe to Timbuktu, getting beaten, arrested, thrown in jail. You think he could have done all that stuff? You see, God called him, and because he was single, he was able to have an unbelievable life of ministry and service. And this single adult, at the end of his life, he could say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Listen, he was dying without no regrets. He had no wife, but he had no regrets.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. We trust this was a real encouragement to you. If you made a decision for Christ today, or if we can be of any spiritual encouragement, please contact us. Counselors are available to respond to your questions and to send you resources that will help in your walk with Christ. You can reach us weekdays at 215-242-5550. That's 215-242-5550, or by visiting our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org.
Living God's Way is the broadcast ministry of the Germantown Christian Assembly, located at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join us for worship each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. and for Tuesday night community connections every Tuesday at 6 p.m. And now, on behalf of Pastor Brian Grant, Steve Washington, and our entire church family, this is Taylor Noble reminding you to tune in same time next week for another edition of Living God's Way.